should accept every family that applies to your co-op. Do you not like the idea of discriminating against families wanting to join your co-op? And are you uncomfortable with the vetting process? Does it seem elitist to say no to someone wanting to join your co-op? In today's episode, we are going to discuss common mistakes that leaders make in the admission process. We'll be talking about the mindset necessary for going into the admission process to find the right families, and how to build a process that will result in truly serving the families that come to you, whether they end up in your co-op or not.
Welcome to Lead Your Homeschool Co-op. Do you desire a Christian community with families that fit? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling conflict resolution and how to build a community? Do you dream of a sustainable homeschool group only to feel discouraged when policies fail, logistics get in the way, or a conflict comes up again?
Hello! We are the Homeschool Community Builders. Together, we have more than 30 years of experience in leading successful homeschool groups. But at one time, we too were in co-ops that did not work for our families. We needed deep relationships and a community that would help our families grow in faith. In order to be a part of a sustainable Christian community, we stepped out in faith and trusted God's plan to build the community that we desired.
In this podcast, we will help you create Christ-centered policies, establish a close-knit culture, and develop strong leadership skills so that you can serve your community well. So grab a pen and paper, be ready to take some notes, and be encouraged. You can do this.
We just wanted to take a second and remind you that we're doing a live Q&A on Facebook on the last Friday of the month so we can answer your questions. We know that sometimes it's hard to translate principles, all the things that we talk about on our podcast, into action for your own group. So if you would like the opportunity to ask a quick question and get individual answers, make it easy on yourself and join us live. Another leader probably has the same question as you do. So you'll not only be helping yourself, you'll be helping others as well. So join our Facebook group and let us know how we can walk with you through it.
So in today's episode, we're talking about common mistakes that leaders make. And one of those is we want to address the mindset of vetting. To vet was originally a horse racing term referring to the requirement that a horse be checked for health and soundness by a veterinarian before being allowed to race. Thus, it just has the general meaning of to check. Vetting is the process of investigating someone thoroughly, especially in order to ensure that they're a suitable person for the job. There's a negative connotation with the idea of vetting, as if it's discriminatory or offensive. So we need to change our mindset around this process, which leads us to mistake number one, which we need to stop calling it vetting, even though it's just to check. It's the connotation around that that we want to avoid, because the idea isn't to keep people out. It's to find the right fit for your community. To have this process, which you can call an interview or a Q&A, it's really just a process by which people get to know your co-op and you get to know them to find out if you're a good fit for each other. It is not screening, vetting, eliminating, or discriminating to be negative, to keep out. They're not bad people. They just might not be a good fit.
Exactly.
It is a positive process for the benefit of both parties. So how do you do this? How do you have this interview process? Well, you meet one-on-one with the family. It could be just one of the parent that's going to be on campus. Ideally, it's both parents to make sure that there is an alignment within the family unit with your co-op. You're going to go over the expectations. You're going to make sure that there's clarity on what's important so that no one is surprised and everyone is clear on what to expect from being a part of your co-op.
In your experience, Hannah, do you think that Zoom is equivalent to meeting in person with someone?
I would say no. because you're going to miss the connection. I mean, that's just the nature of either doing Zoom or phone call. We're easily distracted. There might be multitasking going on. So it's not ideal. If that's what you have time or margin for, okay, but it's not the best way to do it. I would say that the best interviews that I've had are when we go for a walk, we meet, we have coffee. Like, there's a personal connection there versus just doing something over the phone or over Zoom. Mm-hmm. So my preference is in person for sure, if that's possible.
I think that helps too in encouraging this mindset that we're talking about, that the whole process is positive, that you're trying to build bridges, you're trying to connect with that person, even if the result at the end is that you find out that it's not a good fit. You're not then having that feeling of, well, I'm interrogating you to see if right. you're a good fit for me. That's not the process.
Right.
Process
not at
is
all.
Let's join together and figure it out together.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
we want the family to agree if they are a good fit or if they are not a good fit, right? We want them to come to that same conclusion.
Yeah, I would agree with all of that. And I would emphasize what Hannah had mentioned before, that it's a positive process and that it's actually unloving for you to not go through this process with the family. It's unloving for you to knowingly accept a family into your co-op that you are having a feeling that it's not a good fit, and not giving them the opportunity together for you guys, because later on, neither one of you are going to be happy. And so it's actually the loving, kind thing to do to reveal that together. Mm-hmm. And so if you think of it as a vetting process where you're not allowing somebody to come for certain reasons, you're going to miss that point that you are working together. And I love that you're meeting together. And oftentimes, because I love hosting, having people over, and then you can share tea or something. It's not that you don't like the person. It's because mm-hmm. you actually like them and you want to honor them and your co-op by doing this thing together. And I'll often mention that from the very beginning. We're going to see if this is a good fit for the both of us and reveal if, you know, figure out if that's the case, so that they know in advance that we're doing this together. It's not just me telling you, I don't want you coming.
Well, exactly. And I really appreciate what you said, Molly, that it's not an interrogation. It truly is a conversation. Mm-hmm. And so we just need to shift our mindset, right? We're not looking for flaws. We're not looking for problems. We're truly coming together as like-minded people to see, is this going to work? Because mm-hmm. I want what's best for you, and I want what's best for our community.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's are we sharing in the same vision and values is what the question yeah. is that we're basically answering through this process.
So if you have the correct mindset, the second mistake that you might be making is not actually doing this process at all, or possibly doing the interview after people have already been accepted into your co-op. So if your process doesn't include an interview, or if the interview is later, you are missing the opportunity to get to know them and setting yourself up for some problems in the future. If someone's not a fit, they will be unhappy. It's not just the co-op that's going to suffer. That family is going to be unhappy as well. So don't skip this process because you think you don't have time. That may be one reason why somebody might say, well, we don't do an interview because there's not time for that. Actually, you make time because you don't have time for all the conflicts that'll come later if you don't make the time now.
That's the truth. Yes.
It's either pay it up front or pay it later. And you're going to pay more yeah. later if you don't yeah. do it up front. So
you're going to pay it in your hide. It's going to be painful.
Well, and it will likely involve more, right? Because then it's personal. Well, there's a higher chance of it being personal. Whereas, you know, this is, it's not. It's, you're truly trying to see if there is an alignment there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because think about it,
that you might not do the interview with somebody is because they're a friend and you know them and they want to come to your co-op. And so you make the assumption that you're in agreement about all the things that the pillars of your co-op, and you haven't gone through this process, and you might not be accurate. You may not have the same vision that your friend does, but that doesn't mean that you can't be friends with somebody that's not in your co-op. So don't make the assumption that just because you like someone that they're going to fit well. It doesn't work that way.
Yes, I totally agree with that. You can make a connection with someone and feel great with someone, but there are two different sets of expectations and goals.
Yes.
That would not be a good fit. It just, you want to be careful that people aren't coming into your co-op thinking, oh, well, I'll just change that, or we'll change this to make it fit for them. No, you are who you are. Don't be ashamed mm-hmm. of that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, your core things are non-negotiable. They are either a fit or they are not. Whether or not you like them as a person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Molly and I are a perfect example of this because That's we started true. Our co-op before Molly started her co-op. And she came to an informational meeting. She heard all about what we are. She's one of my very best friends in the world. And did she come to my co-op? No. And I didn't take it personally because I knew she had a different vision. And I knew that God was going to use her in a different way. Mm-hmm. And so now look, there's two co-ops going, and it's a beautiful thing that's honoring and glorifying God. The other thing that happens is if you don't do this process in the beginning, and you have people, now you have relationships, you have kids that mm-hmm. are connected. So it's much more difficult for families to separate when you're part of our family now, you mm-hmm. know, and then it becomes, there's a lot of heartache in it because now you're in love with this community, but your fundamental values aren't matching when you could have avoided this like separation of, I mean, you're not separating friendship, but you are separating community if it's not yeah. working for you.
Yeah.
So once again, that doesn't feel loving and kind to me when it could have been avoided in the beginning. And sometimes, you know what? It's, you're not going to avoid it. Sometimes people don't even, they think that they know what they want until they get in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they realize, I thought I wanted this, but actually what I really want is something more flexible, or you know, whatever it is that they realize, and they don't know until they're there. So it's not a foolproof thing, but when you hone in this skill, then when having those conversations later on, it's also easier because it's not you coming to the people and saying, I don't like you anymore, you need to beat it. It's the same idea.
Right.
It's coming together and going, is this still a good fit for you? Is this still in alignment with what you want? Is our vision still that? Because yeah. their vision might change, and that's okay if it does.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think we need to remember that communities are not a one-size-fits-all type scenario. If it's not a good fit for our community, there is another community out there, or maybe they need to start one.
Exactly.
That will be a good fit for them. We don't need to try and make it work if it brings us out of our mission and our vision.
Well, and that's part of the reason we're doing what we're doing, right? Because we want to encourage people to build communities that fit what their family needs, because there's somebody else out there that wants that too. Yeah. And homeschooling growing so much in the last few years, there is a need for more communities that have their own personality and their own tweaks and their own little things that work for one set of families that don't work for another set of families. But we're all homeschooling, trying to serve the Lord together. So it's not a matter of division. It's just a matter yes. of sorting things out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in competition with each other.
Yeah, exactly. No,
we're not. And if anything, we can learn from each other, which is what we found in our Facebook group and just coming together and doing this, which is one of the reasons that Molly and I even are doing this. It's because for years we were like, we need to find support for leaders. We need to help these leaders. Because it's, let's face it, it can be tough. It's an honor to do, to be in leadership and serve God. But at the same time, you're constantly being leveled up with your skills. You know, you're constantly being tested and trained by God to do the next thing that he wants you to do. And it's not always easy. So that's why we're here. We're here for you guys so that you don't have to do this alone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's talk. We talked about the first couple of mistakes. One is the mindset and calling it vetting and making it a negative thing. Switch that. Switch it to a positive. It's a good and loving thing. Second mistake was not doing the interview or doing it after the admissions process. Mm-hmm. Don't want to do that. We want to make sure that they're a good fit. Because here's the thing. Let's say you accept a family and then you do the interview process shortly after that. Now it's almost like it does feel like, oh, we've accepted you, but now you're not a good fit.
Uh-huh.
It's going to feel weird. It's going to feel awkward. It's going to be harder for them to admit that it's not a good fit for them. And it's going to be harder for you to say, I'm not sure if this is what you're looking for, because you both mm-hmm. kind of made this like kind of mental like agreement that you're going to be together.
Yeah.
So it's better to do it beforehand so that it's a clean slate and they know that they can say no to you. And that is totally okay. And you want them to say no to you if it's not a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So those are the two mistakes. And the third mistake is fearing the outcome. What does that mean? Saying no doesn't mean rejection to your co-op. It doesn't mean that they're a failure or you're a failure or that we have enough family or that we are not doing it because you need more families. Anything that is revolving around fear is a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you all know that. You're all grown-ups and you know it. And you know that when you've acted out of fear, it hasn't been good. You have to know that God is calling you into this and that he will provide exactly who you need. You don't have to be afraid. What we're trying to do is find the best fit for everyone. Accepting those that we know won't be happy doesn't honor either parties. It just, mm-hmm. it harms both, right? It puts you in
yeah.
a position where now you have to ask for expectations that they didn't feel like they wanted to uphold or whatever. And it just doesn't feel good. You're putting yourself in that position. That's what you're doing when you're fearing.
Well, you're being reactive with damage control mm-hmm. versus
yeah.
being proactive in the beginning.
Yeah.
That's a good portable truth. Don't be active, reactive and damage control.
Yeah.
Be proactive. Pro, not re. All right. So how do you know if you're acting out of fear, or how do you avoid acting out of fear or reacting out of fear? It's to, when you're doing the interview process, you just want to be aware of those yellow and red flags that come up. And you just need to have the courage to ask more questions around it. Have the courage to be curious. That is really the quality that you're looking for in the interviews. And you can even say this stuff up front. If you have a fear that you're going to make somebody feel judged or something, one tactic that I use is to say that up front.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do this Q&A, and I just want to let you know that the purpose behind it is this. And I just want to make sure that you don't feel like we're trying to judge you, or, you know, I'm afraid or whatever. Just put your fears out there, and that will bring those walls down. And it'll help you relax too. That's just a little side mm-hmm. bonus note. Put your fears out there if you're feeling uncomfortable about it. The job of the interview or Q&A is to reveal the areas where there isn't a good fit, where expectations are not going to be met on either side, and that there might not be an alignment. And that's really all that it is. You don't have to be afraid of it. You should look forward to it. They should look forward to it. You're getting to be connected with somebody who, maybe if they don't come to your co-op now, maybe they'll come later. Maybe they're going to start a co-op of their own, or you're going to have some sort of connection. I still think there's purpose in meeting people, right? Even if together you don't find that it's a good fit, it's a loving thing to go through this process. We know this can be a challenging process, and it's a challenge to overcome that mindset. And we're just going to be praying for you. You just need to know that we will be praying for you, that you will overcome that mindset and experience the blessing of doing it. But we'd love to help you dive deeper. If you go to our Facebook page, just post your questions on the pinned Q&A so we can address it in the next live Q&A
session.
Session, which will be happening the last Friday of the month at 2 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, Colorado time. We'd love to meet you live and in person. So come and join us. And
yeah,
we'll
it'll
share.
Be fun.
It's going to be super fun. We want to see your beautiful faces. We want to pray over you and encourage you and help you with whatever you got going on. We want to share this Bible verse, 1 John 4:18. And sometimes this spirit of fear can overcome us. And to overcome it, we need to trust and love God more completely. It's 1 John 4:18, and it is, there is no fear in love. So know that when you're doing your interviews, when you're helping one another figure it out, it's out of love. We'll see you next time. Hey friend, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with someone who may benefit from it? Or leave us a 5-star written review in Apple Podcasts. It blesses our socks off to know how this podcast is helping you. Also, make sure to connect with us on the Lead Your Homeschool Co-op Facebook page and join the conversation. We'll see you back here next time.